knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard porn. He's Dean
Richards, ladies and gentlemen. Dean, how are you?
I'm airport-orific.
Are you at the airport as we speak?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Are you going to New York?
I am going to New York.
Wendy and I, we would like to guess the airport. Just hold the phone up so we can hear a little bit of ambient noise, and we'll guess the airport you're
okay.
at.
Okay.
All right. Wendy,
holding it up right now.
All right. Let's listen in.
That's O'Hare.
I'm going to go Meg's Field. Is it?
Bill is so old school.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Bill was a little confused because he heard bulldozers in the background.
In the middle of the night.
Right.
Why are you headed over to New York? What's going on there?
There's a little movie that's called Shaft.
Ah.
Shut your mouth.
You're talking about Shaft.
He's a bad mother.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson stars in it this time.
I love him.
Along with the original Shaft, Richard Roundtree.
Richard Roundtree. Woo!
Yeah. I'll interview both of those guys tomorrow, and Regina Hall and the rest of the cast. And we're doing it, and I guess they shot a lot of this film in Harlem,
yeah.
in New York. And we're going to be going to a lot of historic places in Harlem tomorrow to do the interviews. So I'm kind of looking forward
That'll
to
that. That'll be fun. That'll be a good time. I'm sure you already know this, Dean, but I would love to hear your thoughts on it. A new Batman has been named.
Yes. It's Robert Pattinson from the Twilight movie. Mm-hmm. So he's gone from being a vampire now to a bat. If I was him, I would get a different agent and like diversify some of the roles that I'm getting.
He only plays bat related characters.
Right. Yeah. If it doesn't bite, he doesn't bite.
I just read he signed up for the Louisville Slugger story. He wants to be the lead in that too.
To be a bat in that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, he's going
to
be a bat in that one.
Very nice. Very nice.
Now, other actors who have played Batman in the past have said, boy, it's really tough to play Batman. You might want to rethink this. Why is that? Why do so many former Batmen come forward and go, nah, it's not a great job?
I think there's just so many expectations on this role now. And there's so many people. It's like, one of the most talked about topics of conversation. Who was a good Batman, who wasn't a good Batman, in the movies.
Who was your favorite?
For my money,
yeah.
I'm a Christian Bale man.
Me too.
Yep.
Bill?
He was good. Yeah, as far as the movies go,
the voice
Christian
was
Bale.
Bugging me, though.
Yeah, he had a raspy voice.
Yeah.
He needed some Sucrets.
Uh-huh.
Somebody should have given him a lozenge. There should have been, in that utility belt, there should have been some bat lozenges.
A lozenge dispenser.
A lozenge, right. Well, I also liked Michael Keaton. Also,
I did,
but,
too.
Yeah, Christian Bale was my favorite. I could have done without George Clooney. Could have done without Val Kilmer. Who am I forgetting?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
He shouldn't have even done it.
Don't you think, though, that the key to playing Batman is really playing Bruce Wayne? Because with Batman, most of your face is covered. It could be anybody in there, but the key is playing Bruce Wayne, don't you think?
I do. I think that's exactly it. And I think that's what made Christian Bale so great, is that he was a great, and Michael Keaton, too. They were both great Bruce Waynes. But with Christian Bale, even under the cowl, There was such depth and dimension to his performance of determination and sadness and loneliness.
Yeah,
all the things that made it great. All on top of that fantastic voice.
Isn't it interesting though that so many of our iconic comic book figures, even though they're American based, they're oftentimes played by British or Australian or similar actors? Isn't that crazy? And this will be another case of that. Robert Pattinson, of course, is British.
Yeah, can't they leave us with a few of our own? Do they have to come here and take our jobs? Is that something really that? Maybe the president or the speaker of the house, maybe they should be working on that, preserving some jobs for Americans.
Right.
This is good old American heroes. One of the stories that I had this morning is they Patty Jenkins, who is the director of the Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah.
And will be directing the new Wonder Woman movie that, by the way, comes out exactly 1 year from today.
Oh.
Wonder Woman 1984, it's called. She released the first image for the new movie. It's a poster, very multicolored, kind of psychedelic looking poster. Gal Gadot is not American. Is there any more of an iconic American image than Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
And you know, really, we couldn't find an American actress to play that role?
I want to agree with you, but I have to say, she was really good
she
in
was
it,
good.
Wasn't it? I don't know how you could have done better than her.
She
was good. She was. I'm just trying to preserve American jobs.
Yeah, right. Right. That's your campaign. I'm with you.
I like to buy American. In fact, I'm going to start taking points off now. Now that I think of it, I've just decided this. When I start reviewing movies, if you're not American,
yep.
And it's a quintessentially American role,
yep.
I'm going to knock a couple of grade points down.
Right. I'm behind you 1,000%, Dean. That's great.
Right. And if they open on the 4th of July weekend, especially,
yeah.
I'm going to trash your movie. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to trash your movie, especially if it's the 4th of July. And
you got to take a stand, Dean. You're doing the right thing. Dean Richards taking a stand.
We are America.
Yep, that's what we are. We'll take a quick break, and then more of Dean Richards as he tells you what movies are coming out this weekend, what to see and what not to see. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we are also talking to Dean, and he is ineligible for the Father's Day Steak Fix package from Omaha Steaks. Sorry about that, Dean.
It doesn't matter, because all I'm really interested in right now is what's the dirty talk that you're going to have after 12 o'clock.
It's coming up, Dean. See if they'll...
During the break, I canceled my flight.
Oh, you did?
Because I don't want to leave without hearing the dirty talk.
Ask if they'll pipe it into the airport. I bet they'll do it.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, they'll
That's
do
a
it.
Good idea.
They'll do it.
All right.
All right. A couple of big movies coming out this weekend. Please, let's start with Dark Phoenix. What do you know about Dark Phoenix?
I know that it's pretty awful. That much I know. I don't know if I'm just so sick of these movies.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm just so sick of these movies, even though I am. It's just that this is made so lazily and sloppily. That it's just completely boring. It's the X-Men, the saga, the mutants who have special powers, and two factions of mutants. Some want to live peacefully with the humans, and some do not. They fight the humans. They fight each other. This one is centered around the Jean Grey character, who is in a cosmic blast, and you know how painful those
They're
can
the
be.
Worst.
Any kind of cosmic. The cosmic blasts are the worst blasts of them all.
Agreed.
Anybody knows that.
Yep.
And if you happen to be a mutant, in this case, it intensifies her powers. And
it also messes with your sinuses, doesn't it, Dean?
you can't even imagine the kind of post-nasal drip that you can get from a cosmic blast reaction.
Yep.
Maybe that's why she was so disturbed and
irritable
on this destructive path. That's kind of what this movie is about. But it's one nonsensical battle after another. I couldn't have been less interested in any of the storyline. It's just a bad rehash of so many other X-Men movies that have come along that have been so much better and told so many better stories. These X-Men movies have been out now for like 20 years.
Yeah.
There have been 12 X-Men movies. And if they're going to continue like this one, Dark Phoenix, I hope this is the last, because they have definitely run out of gas.
Horrible.
With this movie. I don't know if it's just because Avengers now has come out, and that set such a high bar for these kinds of movies. But Dark Phoenix was a huge disappointment. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones is in it. Jessica Chastain's in it. Michael Fassbender is in it.
Good cast.
James McAvoy.
Yeah.
All except, I might point out, all except for Jessica Chastain, all non-Americans.
Mm.
And that, yeah.
So, we're on to something. What is Dean's list for Dark Phoenix?
Dean's list, C-.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Secret Life C-. of Pets 2, Dean?
That's right. A couple of years ago, they had this movie that a little animated movie about what your pets do, your cats, your dogs, birds, hamsters, all of your little furry and feathered friends and what they do when you're not home. Kind of cute. And this movie kind of picks up where that left off with a variety of different plot lines in the movie. But it's, centered around, again, a building, loaded with pets and what they do when practically no humans in the movie. It's almost all animals and, what happens to them when nobody's around. It's very cute. It's mostly preteen. A lot of these animated movies, the adults can go along and also have a good time. You might be a little bit bored if you're an adult this time, but I think the kids are going to find it kind of cute. I give it a Dean's List C+.
All right, a little bit better. And then finally, Pavarotti. Yeah.
Pavarotti is a documentary that is done by Oscar-winning director Ron Howard. And if somebody told me when I was watching little Opie Taylor or little Richie Cunningham that one day he would direct the documentary on arguably the greatest opera singer of all time, or at least probably the best known by a mass audience, I would have laughed in their face, plain old laughed in their face. But that's what Ron Howard has done. He has taken not only the performances, but also this very interesting and multifaceted personality, full of life, full of dimension, and told his story, not only from Pavarotti's viewpoint and his performances in the early start of his career and his family life, and a very candid look at his infidelities with his family. It's kind of a warts and all look at this man. But he's presented it also with a perspective by other performers from the opera world, most notably, I guess, Placido Domingo, with whom Pavarotti performed many times with, the great tenors performances, but also from guys like Bono, who, appreciated what Pavarotti did and what he was able to contribute to music. It's a very interesting look at this guy, who probably more than any other opera singer was able to crack through the mainstream screen and, make opera a little more accessible to the average person. So I kind of like this movie. It's a documentary. It is what it is. But it's I thought it was a very interesting one. I enjoyed hearing his music again. I used to see him when he would be on PBS or, specials. Yeah. Every once in a while. It was very fun, very pleasurable to hear his incredible music being performed again.
And your Dean's
I gave
List?
It a Dean's List. Dean's List B+.
Oh, that's excellent. Wow. That's very, very good.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
I like it because I'm a classy guy. That's why.
Well, obviously. Let me ask you and Wendy a Luciano Pavarotti trivia question. When they were trying to make him more accessible to Americans and the American public, they had him star in a romantic comedy. Do you remember the name of that movie?
I do not.
Tommy Boy?
No.
How great would that have been?
That would have been stellar.
If he beat out Chris Farley for Tommy Boy, that would have been fun.
If he got the Farley role in Tommy Boy, that would have been so great. What was it?
In the early 1980s, he starred in a movie called Yes, Giorgio, which was a romantic comedy that nobody saw. Right.
Evidently, you did.
I saw it. Yeah. I was the only guy who saw it. I got thank you card.
At least Wendy and I didn't. Yeah.
No, you guys spared
yourself. We're proud not to know the answer to that.
Yeah, you should be.
You know what? Speaking of pop culture like this in the context of this conversation, when you hear Pavarotti performing many of these famous and classic operatic songs, I can't even tell you the number of times while I was watching this movie that I said, oh, I remember that from Bugs Bunny. I remember that song from Bugs Bunny. And I realized that most everything I know about high culture and opera in particular,
Bugs Bunny.
Classical music, I learned from the Bugs Bunny cartoon.
That's so funny.
Perfect.
Because I'm a classy guy like
that. Obviously
you are
a classy guy.
Safe travels.
You have a very safe trip. We'll talk to you in a week.
All right. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dean. It's Dean Richards.
You know, we have to congratulate someone, Bill.
Who's our winner?
You were not supposed to give stuff away,
no,
but
I
you did.
No, I was not.
Jennifer from Crystal Lake walks away with the Father's Day Steak Fix package from Omaha Steaks. What's in there?
It includes 2 tender filet mignons, 2 bold top sirloins, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, and a whole lot more. Just go to omahasteaks.com, type my name, Bill, in the search bar, and add the Father's Day Steak Fix package to your cart. It's only $59.99, so congratulations for winning. I'm going to try to do this again tomorrow, Wendy. I'm not supposed to, but I'm going to try to.
I think you should make people work a little harder for it tomorrow.
Maybe, yeah. All right. I can do that. All right.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Coming up, do we do this here or no? Yes. Coming up, the stories that matter with David Jennings. He is in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.